Mark has just told us that Jesus has been taken up into heaven and that he has sat at the right hand of God. And now we come to the very final statement in the Gospel of Mark. And it's the natural and logical result of what he has just told us.
Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere. And the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it.
What Mark says is what the disciples literally did. Their experience of the risen Lord transformed them from being spineless cowards to courageous witnesses for him. Over the next few decades, they split up and traveled to the ends of the earth to share the story of Jesus, of what they had seen with their own eyes and heard with their ears. And every one of them was willing to die for their belief in Jesus and for the truth of the story that Mark has just told us in his gospel. In fact, Mark is credited with going into Africa and being the first evangelist there. Tradition tells us that Mark was martyred by having a rope tied around his neck and being dragged through the streets of Alexandria in Egypt until he died. The Bible tells us that when we obey the Lord and go and share the gospel, it is then that the Lord will work with us and confirm it with signs. The equation is simple. If you want to really see the work of God in your life, you have to choose to obey him, and in particular, to take up the gospel commission. God asks us to go into all the world and tell the story of Jesus. You've heard the story. Now, what are you going to do about it?